A century ago, a Norwich invention was playing a leading role helping our soldiers in combat across the world. Wire netting, which was first produced in the city at the House of Barnard. The Norfolk Ironworks was founded in Norwich 190 years ago, and in 1915, 1916 and 1917 supplied no less than 12,310,435 yards, equal to almost 7,000 miles of wire netting to the War Office and Admiralty. Every machine invented in the city by Charles Barnard was working flat out to produce the netting which was used for many and varied purposes in the trenches of the First World War, for bomb shields and for transport across desert sands. The desire for innovation was ever present, and when the idea of coating the netting with tyre varnish was suggested, the company built dipping tanks and drying ovens so it could be done. In addition to the netting, Barnard's produced many hundreds of yards of special hand-woven wire lattice for the Balkan Theatre of War, large heating stoves for the American Army in France, and wire screens for high-explosive factories. Then there were the hundreds of tons of casting for Admiralty and other departments, plus cooking ranges and heating stoves for various local camps and training centres. The company had to provide their quota of men to fight for king and country too. It amounted to 200, and of these, 15 paid the ultimate sacrifice and never came home. And they included the son of the managing director, Captain Charles F. Bower. The story of this extraordinary firm begins back in 1826, when Charles Barnard started up a business as an ironmonger, oil and colour man in premises near Norwich Market, and added workshops for ironwork in Pottergate. This clever son of a farmer realised there was a need to keep rabbits and foxes at bay, so he started experimenting with wire on cotton reels, and this eventually led him to inventing a primitive loom, using a man as a weaver with a boy to power the machine. He used the half-wheel principle, by which two slides and a rack engaged alternatively to form the twists. A few years later, John Bishop became a partner and the business boomed, moving to bigger premises in Colgate and Calvert Street. Other family members joined, and by 1861 it was employing 105 workmen, 47 lads, 7 clerks and 4 shopmen. The company continued to expand and became the Norfolk Ironworks, making a huge range of goods from tiny wheelbarrows for children to one of the biggest ovens ever made at the time, which weighed more than 75 tons and could bake 2,500 loaves in an hour. They even made frames for lighthouses off the South American coast. Put simply, their expertise and craftsmanship was among the best in the world. By 1869, huge new works, which included a netting mill and steam power looms and its very own tram system, opened at Cosnally Street, where 400 men and boys worked building structures of all shapes and sizes, which were sent all over the world along with their very own wire netting. Many thousands of miles of it were supplied to Australia for rabbit fencing. By the time of the Second World War, the company was of national and international importance, a big player. With a large factory at Mousehold, it was now employing 1,200 people who worked on the production of gun shells, howitzers, anti-tank mortar bombs and parts for hurricanes. It also made almost 1 million telegraph poles which were sent to North Africa, ammunition trucks, propellers and stern gear assemblies for motor torpedo boats for the war against the Japanese, and of course wire netting by the truckload, much of it used at temporary airfields. The Germans had their eye on Barnard's because of its major role in the war effort, and it became the first factory to be bombed in Norwich. The 9th of July 1940 is a dark day in the history of the city. Workers spotted two aircraft flying towards them. They ran for their lives as the bombs dropped. Harry Dye, a packer, and Arthur Shreves, a driver, were killed in the loading bay. Foreman Ronald Green was injured. Many others had lucky escapes as three bombs failed to explode. The attack continued over the city, killing workers at Bolton and Paul's Riverside Works and 5 Coleman girls, cut to pieces as they made their way home to Carrow Hill. The city was in mourning, but more determined than ever that the war must be won. Many more would die before victory finally arrived. Barnard's continued with its important work and always making a huge range of goods, but times were changing. By 1955, it became part of Tinsley Wire Industries of Sheffield, and in the 1970s invented a wire to reinforce underseal oil pipes for the offshore industry. The company also made 50 miles of chain-link fencing for the perimeter of Tehran Airport and even desks for schools. Then, in 1990, came the news that Barnard's was shutting up shop for the last time. The Coslaney Street site was sold for housing, and the Mousehold Aerodrome site at Salhouse Road is now a retail park. When the closure was announced, union official John Hockenhull said, "This is a disaster for the Norwich manufacturing industry." The only memory of this extraordinary company is the name Barnard's Yard and the original wire netting machine, which is now at the Bridewell.